Hi, thanks for joining us. I'm Kenny Choi.
And I'm Michelle Griego. This is your Picks Now update. We begin with breaking news. We have just learned the man accused of brutally stabbing a woman to death on BART has been indicted by a grand jury. The indictment charges John Lee Cowell with murder, along with the special circumstance of lying in wait. He'll be back in court next month. Back in July, 18-year-old Nia Wilson and her sister were stabbed while on the platform of the MacArthur BART station in Oakland. Nia died from her wounds, sparking outrage within the community. The Wilson family is now suing BART, claiming the agency failed to protect the two women.
Some shocking new video to show you right now of a man's frightening close call with a tiger at the Oakland Zoo. This happened on Sunday. You can see the man climbs over the outer wall in between the wire fence, separating himself from the tiger's pen. Well, the tiger becomes alert and then springs off its perch, inching closer to the fence as if it were ready to pounce. Tiger watches from below, zeroing in on the man as he scrambles back over the fence, leaving witnesses stunned. Oakland Zoo is responding to the incident, saying in part, the zoo meets and exceeds safety requirements set by state, federal, and accreditation standards. We hope that all of our visitors act responsibly and don't attempt to put themselves in potentially unsafe situations.
Police in Davis are now investigating a morbid batch of sugar cookies. A couple high school students allegedly added cremated remains of a grandparent to some homemade cookies and passed them out to classmates. Police say at least 9 students ate the cookies.
I have not heard of anybody getting sick or anybody being harmed as far as physically or physiologically by this.
The claim is based on what students have said. The cookies have not been tested yet.
Happening today in Berkeley, city leaders will decide whether to stop doing business with contractors who work with federal immigration authorities. Tonight, the city council will vote on an ordinance banning city contracts from going to vendors who supply data to ICE. That includes things like so-called extreme vetting services. Several other Bay Area cities are considering similar plans. Supporters are afraid that ICE will use that data collected by those vendors to target undocumented immigrants.
Now to the developing situation out of Saudi Arabia, where they appear ready to admit they killed Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Khashoggi entered the Saudi consulate in Turkey 2 weeks ago and hasn't been seen since. CBS News has learned the Saudis are preparing a plan where they will say Khashoggi's death was the result of an interrogation gone wrong, and they'll admit the interrogation was approved by Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the Crown Prince today for private talks about Khashoggi's disappearance. This comes amid growing calls for the U.S. to punish Saudi Arabia with sanctions.
And it's something we have to address from a human rights standpoint. Just because a country we're working with did it doesn't mean the U.S. can just shrug its shoulder and say, well, nothing happened here.
President Trump says he does not support the idea to stop the sale of weapons to Saudi Arabia. And this morning, he denied claims he's being too soft on them because his finances are tied to the kingdom, tweeting, "For the record, I have no financial interest in Saudi Arabia or Russia, for that matter. Any suggestion that I have is just more fake news, of which there is plenty."
The Trump administration wants to force pharmaceutical companies to list drug prices in their TV ads. The proposed rule would apply to any drug that costs more than $35 per month. Drug companies are expected to challenge this plan in court, and some critics say it has no teeth. Companies that violate the rule would be placed on a list that would be posted online.
Let's get a check now on the weather with Mary. How's it looking out there? The picture behind you looks pretty nice.
That's gorgeous. Yeah, plenty of sunshine, blue skies out there all across the Bay Area. And here is a live look with our San Jose cam of the sunshine out there. Now let's head with our Salesforce Tower camera over the Bay. And you can see blue skies there as well and Mount Diablo there in the background as this camera is pointed east. So let's show you here our 24-hour temperature change because we are cooler compared to yesterday at this time. We're looking at 11 degrees cooler in Santa Rosa, 13 degrees cooler in Napa, about 11 degrees cooler in Oakland. So here's a satellite and radar view. High pressure still to our north, that low still to our south. And we're looking at seasonal temperatures with that flow around those two weather systems. So daytime highs today, cooler compared humidity yesterday, but right around where we should be for this time of year. 72 in San Francisco, 73 in Oakland, 75 for a high in Fremont, Vallejo coming in at 78, and about 82 for Napa as well as for Santa Rosa. So here is that five-day forecast. Not a whole lot of change. Could see some light onshore flow for the coast for tomorrow morning. Could see patchy morning fog, and that continues for the coast in the morning there, but plenty of sunshine and daytime highs very similar over the next several days. Back to you.
It is like the claw game at the arcade, only NASA will play this round on Mars. The space agency's Mars InSight lander will be the first to use a robotic arm with a claw. It will move instruments from the spacecraft and put them into place on the red planet. The lander is due to arrive on Mars late next month.
You can shoot for the stars, too, for your chance to become the next big millionaire. Tonight's Mega Millions drawing is the second largest in game history. The prize right now stands at $654 million. This makes it the fourth largest jackpot in U.S. lottery history. Back in July, a group from San Jose claimed a $543 million prize. So good luck out there if you're going to buy a ticket.
Yeah, good luck to everybody. We are going to be back in an hour with our newscast at noon on KPIX.com. And you can also watch our hourly updates on any of your favorite platforms.
And be sure to leave us a review on iTunes, Amazon, and Google, and let us know what you think.
Pix Now News is sponsored by Chevron, proud to support STEM education in the Bay Area. Meet our STEM standout, Nicole Collins-Puri.
TechBridge Girls is focusing on exciting, educating, and equipping girls to really see STEM as a vehicle to economic mobility and better life's chances. We're creating an environment that says, we see you, we hear you, and we understand your journey.
Chevron and KPIX 5, teaming up to support STEM education in the Bay Area.